it's not clinical depression, although there have been times where you're in the midst of it when it goes on for months where you start to feel like, okay, no, but that's the longest. The 4 months is, and I mean, that 4 months was like, that I knew the day it started and I knew the day it ended. I mean, it was not approximately, you know, something roughly. I mean, it was pretty dramatic. And there, it actually came at a time where there were no specific trials or reasons why I would be experiencing it. It just happened. But I think part of the Lord's reasoning, I've always had a, what used to be called a, you know, a melancholic personality, and the one that, you know, that artists and musicians and writers, I would say, especially fiction writers, the type of stuff that calls on the imagination a lot, that, that, you know, a lot of people like that face depression, deal with depression.
A lot of comedians do.
Yes, right, exactly.
That's interesting. Yeah,
and even related to that, somebody, Kathy Norquist, who was my assistant for years before Chelsea took over, and Kathy still works with our ministry, Kathy would say, I can always tell when you're fighting depression. And I said, how's that? She says that you joke more than usual. And I joke with people a lot, but she says, you are just, it's just obvious to me that you're trying to find humor in everything to sort of help yourself along. And she said, I enjoy it. I mean, it's not a criticism. It's, you know, but I see, and I said, I hadn't noticed. And it was an interesting, you know, the laughter is therapy thing, so you find yourself wanting to laugh more.